Taking a little skip and step into your gorgeous Arizona Saturday morning. Right here with Rosie on the house. Good morning, y'all. Thank you for tuning in, coming down and joining us. Hey, we're broadcasting live from the big KTAR remote broadcasting studio parked at the Maricopa County Fairgrounds at the Maricopa County Home and Landscaping Show. Be here all weekend, as well as with a lot of our Rosie on the House partners. You know, one of the things I wanted to start off today with is a handout that we're going to be handing out for free all weekend long.
There's so many handouts anymore. I just want to make sure this wasn't confused. This is a brochure.
It is. We put together a brochure on the Home Security Resource Guide. We give a certain amount of presentations all year long at homeowners associations and Kiwanis clubs and Rotary clubs and whatnot. And one of the four or five topics that we let them select and say, which one of these topics do you think your audience would be most interested in hearing about? Home security is one of the ones that we are most often asked to do. So we actually put a guideline together, a brochure together that we'll be handing out all weekend long. Stop by our booth and grab one, as well as a Rosie on the House recyclable canvas grocery shopping bag. And it talks about things you can do in, out, and about, and around your house to greatly drive up the security of your home. And what I want to do first with everybody here, we've got Stan Zimbrun in here from Rosie Remodeling. Stan, thanks for coming down today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We've, of course, got Romy, and then we've got our call screener, Miss Jennifer, back at the studio. You can reach her to talk to us at 1-888-767-4348. One of the first things I like to talk about on the topic of home security is address the issue of making your home the least desirable target in the neighborhood. And then once you make your home the least desirable target in the neighborhood, then go around and share these tips with the rest of your neighbors, making your neighborhood the least desirable target in the subdivision. And as we grow these parameters out in a bigger and bigger circle, we're actually going to greatly increase the security of everyone's home. So let me draw you a little picture here first. The first thing you want to do is realize that most break-ins are going to follow the neighborhood being cased, okay? There are going to be people driving through the neighborhood, and they're going to be looking for particular things that will make it easy to get in your home. The other source of big break-ins is when they see that you have had some valuable delivery, and you wanted to show it off to your neighbors, so you put the box out on the curb for pickup. Yeah, that new 80-inch big-screen TV and home entertainment system and the receivers and the DVD player. Do they still do DVD players? They don't do DVD players anymore?
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know.
I haven't got one, so.
Well, don't leave those boxes out there on the street, for sure. But picture me the bad guy with the little black mask on and, you know, the black trench overcoat, and I'm driving my little...
That's what we envision in our minds, but generally they're just dressed in plain Jane clothes and act like they own the place.
That's true too. They're driving around as if they belong in the neighborhood. They're looking for the home that they can get in the quickest, and the home that has the most guarded line of sight to the front door. So in making your home the least desirable target in the neighborhood, think about this story. If you and a good friend this time of year are out there walking through the woods and you come across a big, hungry sow bear.
Mm-hmm. Who do you have to run faster than?
You don't have to outrun the bear.
No, you just have to run faster than your buddy.
You just have to run faster than your buddy. That's right. You become the least desirable target. So one of the things we're going to ask you to think about is as you're walking through your neighborhood or as you're driving through your neighborhood, start thinking like a bad guy. Start thinking like someone that wants to break into the homes in the neighborhood and start looking. I love Southwestern architecture as a criminal because so many of the front doors are recessed back in this protected little alcove. Those are perfect.
And they've got nice screen walls built or a nice gated, you know, entry into them that supposedly is for additional security, and all it does is provide cover.
It provides cover for me who's trying to get in that door. And what most people don't understand is of the 2 million residential burglaries in the country every year, the great percentage of those go right through the front door. They go right through the front door, and they do it between noon and about 2:30 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. when they assume that the houses are probably empty. If they're casing your neighborhood, they are also patterning the traffic pattern in and out of that neighborhood, and they're beginning to get it down as the houses are empty, when they're most likely to see the least amount of people walking the streets, noon to 2 in the heat of the day, in the middle of the workday, is the perfect target. So if I'm trying to make my house the least desirable, I want my front door out there very prominently in the line of sight of all of my neighbors. I want to take down screen walls. I want to take down landscaping or hedges or plants that may be blocking the view. And I want to make sure that the first thing people see when they look at my property is an alarm company sign in the front yard, mm-hmm. and a security front door.
And a big bowl of water for your imaginary dog.
A big bowl of water at the front door. That's right. So if you're, again, you're just trying to give the visual impression that this house is not a desirable target, there hardly is anything you can invest in that's going to give you more security than an alarm system with a sign in the front yard and a good, heavy security screen door on the front door. All of a sudden, I'm scratching your address off my hit list.
We had a gentleman call and say he was a law enforcement officer. I didn't get what municipality. Your point about the screen door. This time of year, and now until mid to end November, even in December, it's just the perfect weather to keep your windows and doors open. I mean, so many people are going to be turning their air off, or the thermostat just isn't going to trigger the mechanical equipment because it's that perfect 70 degrees. So if you're doing that, make sure you have that security screen door on your front door. Or
make sure
you've got...
Locked.
Yeah. if your windows are open, only do a couple inches, and then make sure you've got some secure lock so they can't be lifted any further, so you get the draft in without making your house vulnerable. Now, if you're there during the day, not as big an issue, but it's so nice to sleep with them open at night.
It is, and that's the other surprising statistic of all the residential burglaries coast to coast in the country. Most go through the front door, most occur in the early part of the afternoon, and a great majority of them walk right in an unlocked door. Make sure you're using your locks. And we're going to talk about what kind of locks we recommend, what grade of locks, what brand of locks, and all of that. We're going to be covering security here this whole hour at 9 o'clock, talking about things you can do to greatly enhance the security at your own home. Again, it's a pamphlet that we're handing out at the Maricopa County Home and Landscaping Show going on this weekend at the Maricopa County Fairgrounds. Y'all come on down and get your free copy at the Rosie on the House booth. We're going to be talking about locks, brand names, quality of locks. We're going to be talking about why that dowel that you put in the sliding Arcadia patio door is absolutely worthless. It's not getting you any security at all. We're going to be talking about that. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about home financing. We're going to have Mr. Harold Perkins here from Galaxy Lending Group talking about what the current rates are. I want to talk to you or any of you that know a renter. You need to call them and get them tuned in to the 10 o'clock hour, because we're going to be talking to you about how silly it is at today's mortgage rates for you to be paying one penny of rent. Let's get you into the house and get you into that mortgage. Romy, take us away into the digital newsroom and all the things you've been seeing digitally here at Rosie on the House this past week.
Real interesting question here from Barbara moving to Green Valley from the Midwest. They have a classic car, and they are worried that parking it in the garage without any insulation or air conditioning, that the summer heat of Arizona is going to bake the tires, fade the dashboard, hurt the interior. Mm-hmm. What kind of environment do they need to create for their garage for this classic car?
Boy, you know, the garage is one of the most hostile environments that a home has here in Arizona. And we get this question an awful lot. People want to say, well, you know, my garage is too hot. How can I make it cooler? Well, you know, the bottom line, unfortunately, is the only way that you can cool off your garage is to condition the space. Yep. Either via an evaporative cooler that works great, except for during the monsoon, or an AC system. You know, they make some really great mini-split AC systems that can be installed in conjunction with exterior wall insulation, attic insulation, which is typically not included in new home construction in Arizona these days. But there is no, people say, well, can I cut a hole in the door and vent, you know, some of this heat out? Well, yes, but what are you venting it with? You're bringing in 110 degree ambient temperature.
Dirty air.
Yeah. And the other thing people don't recognize is, you know, you pull your car into the garage. Well, what's the operating condition of all of the running gear in your car and the exhaust and all of the sheet metal that has to dissipate into your garage space as well? The only way you can get rid of that additional heat is by conditioning that space.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's you know, people don't like to hear that, but it... You know, that's why your home is air conditioned and insulated. Otherwise,
that's why you don't live in your garage.
That's why you don't live in your garage. So,
but the good news for Barbara is so much of it is that she has a covered space in Green Valley in the garage. You're probably not getting over 110 very often. Most of that stuff can take it. It's the direct UV sunlight that's going to do more damage to that car than anything. So having that covered space, you've got 90% of your problem solved.
But we do give her husband permission to put epoxy floor on the garage floor.
Racing stripes.
And some racing stripes, a Ford logo on the floor. Maybe you can go to vaultgarage.com to see some of the most incredible steel storage cabinets on the planet.
Yeah, you can't put a classic car in a gray concrete garage.
You need a TV.
Yes.
You need a sound system.
All right, Catherine. She says, my work schedule's changed. Is there a way I can catch your show on a podcast? Kathy, we've been podcasting Rosie on the House for over 7 years. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com, pick a radio archive page, and right there's a little icon with a link that'll take you to iTunes, and you can sign up for our podcast. If you've got a smartphone, you can set it up there. I get it, mine. Saturday afternoons, all 3 hours get downloaded right to my phone, and there's a setting so it erases the last three. It's very convenient. You could take it with you wherever you go. Dan writes in and says, I don't have a question. I've got a compliment. Frost Appliance was hands down a 10-plus service company. So we appreciate Frost Appliance, a Rosie certified partner out there doing it right, as well as the Brin family would like to thank MasterTech Pet Solutions. They were invaded by ants in their bed. So it was put on a priority assignment. So
I guess
they even came out on the weekend to help eliminate the ant problem so they could sleep without getting chewed up.
A new partner at Rosie on the House, Master Tech Pest Control.
Well, Maricopa County. Company's new. Brent's been with Rosie on the House through Action Termite, his father's company, for years. So second generation Rosie on the House partner.
Certified partner. Boy, ants in the sheets. Oof. That just makes me want to shudder. I mean, you're walking through the garden and you get a few on your feet. That's painful enough, but